Okay, Steph, where's my sweater?
Good morning to you, too.
I want my pink sweater.
What pink sweater?
The one you're in love with, the one you've always wanted, the one I heard you talking to Michelle about, the one that's not in my closet.
Oh, that pink sweater. Sorry, I haven't seen it.
Excuse me. Do you think this color looks good on me?
I think someone owes me an apology.
I think somebody owes me a sweater.
I think someone better get out of here.
Predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there.
Well, Dad, thanks for another stimulating driving lesson. We're on the block for the zillionth time.
Now, Deej, you are becoming quite the little motorist, honey. You really are. You use your mirrors well. Your parallel parking is very good. And you always remember to signal.
So I'm ready for the freeway?
No. No way, honey. You haven't mastered U-turns, and your yields are shaky. I'm still not happy with the way you defrost.
I don't believe you. I'm asking Daddy.
Asking Daddy what?
Michelle, go ahead. But I told you, there is no such thing as a Norwegian goat boy.
A Norwegian goat boy?
See, the boy with the horns eating the tin can.
Steph, I told you to stop wasting your allowance on junk like... Whoa, were those udders?
Is the Norwegian goat boy going to come to our house?
Of course not, honey. If any goat boy is coming to our house, it's going to be the San Francisco goat boy.
Oh, no, I'm out of here.
Michelle, I was just kidding. There's no such thing as a goat boy. Michelle!
Right, boys.
Okay, yeah, this is it. The moment we've all been waiting for.
They're potty trained?
I wish.
Okay, now it's time for Jesse and Joey's radio show. The Rush Hour Renegades.
Congratulations, Bob. You've won 2 pounds of ice, but not just any ice.
Who's
premium
that?
Ice.
Who's
frozen
that?
Frozen made pure from 100% water.
Daddy!
You know, I'll bet our listeners are wondering, why the heck are we giving away ice?
Because we ran out of pocket protectors.
Oh, no, you'd think that. You'd think that. No, it's actually our way of reminding everyone that I'll be playing in the Bay City Charity Foundation hockey game this Saturday at Isoplex.
Yes, and I, Jesse Katsopoulos, will be announcing the game right here on KFLH.
You know, Jess, no offense, but it is kind of traditional for hockey announcers to know something about the game of ice hockey.
Come on, Joe, what's to know? Bunch of toothless guys sitting around a little round thing into a net thing? Piece of cake.
Well, at least you got the technical terms down. I think you got that going for you.
Which is a plus.
Which is nice, oh yeah.
All right, oh, here's our guest right now. Come on in. This is one of our sponsors. This is Herschel Binkley of Giant Binkley Used Cars, where credit's never a problem. As long as you have hard cash.
Nice
to see you, Herschel.
Hi, fellas.
I should also point out that Herschel is the goalie for the team I'm playing against on Saturday.
That's right. Joey, it's great to see you again, my friend. You don't remember me, do you?
Let's see. Are you the guy who sold me the 74 Gremlin with the burrito in the glove compartment?
That's a good one. Maybe this will bring something back for you.
Stonewall!
That's right. College, state championship, 1 minute to play, your team's down a goal, you got the puck, coming into me alone, you fake left, you shoot right. What happened then, Gladstone?
Yeah, what happened then, Gladstone?
Go ahead, tell him.
There's nothing to tell. It happened a long time ago.
What happened was I stopped your shots. We won the championship and you lost it. I was a hero. You were a bum. I gotta tell you, I am looking forward to humiliating you all over again.
Hold it, Stonehead.
Stonewall.
Whatever. Listen, you don't just waltz in here and make fun of my pal here. You know who you're dealing with.
Does this guy do all your talking for you, Gladstone?
No, I don't do all his talking for him, do I, Joey? Maybe a word here and there, yes.
You know, Gladstone, you have always been pathetic.
Oh, yeah, you think he was pathetic back then. You ought to see my boy now.
Just, you're not helping. Look, it's just a charity game. Let's just go out there and have a little fun.
Well, if your idea of fun is losing, you're going to have a great time. Because, Gladstone, you're a loser.
Oh, yeah, and you're a jerk.
And you got split ends.
Now that's where you got it.
Just.
Dad, you're being so unfair. Kimmy's dad took her out on the freeway.
And he brought her back?
Danny, she'll be fine. Just avoid rush hour.
You're right. Okay, Dee, set your alarm for 3 a.m.
Great, I'll have the whole road to myself. We'll finally see what that Taurus can do.
Deej, first, let's discuss what the Taurus cannot do.
Michelle, trust me, it's okay. Check near the garbage. See if the goat boy's there.
Sweetheart, Michelle, come here. We talked about this. I told you there is no goat boy. It's just a person in a costume. It's like on Halloween.
You mean he's coming here to trick or treat?
Dad, let me take a crack at this. Michelle, the goat boy can never get out of Norway because goats can't ride on planes.
Why not?
Well, they can never get through the metal detector after eating all those tin cans.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
When you get out of that ice, you gotta destroy that punk.
Jess, I've been thinking about it. I'm not even going to play the game.
What? You guys should have heard it. This guy comes down to the station, dumps all over Joey about this hockey game, and Joey just sits there and takes it.
Yeah, I know, I heard. But, you know, everyone has their own way of handling things, and Joey's not the confrontational type, and we should respect that. I mean, like last night, when we were out to dinner, and you got that bug in your salad. He didn't make a big fuss. He just went on eating.
Bug? I thought it was a bacon bit.
Just kills me that you won't stand up to the Stonewall guy.
Stonewall? That goalie from college who totally humiliated... So you saw old Stonewall. Look, let's just forget about it, okay? It was a meaningless game that happened 15 years ago.
Brad, Joey?
I'm not hungry, Steph.
Come on, Joey. Don't you want another chance to get out on the ice and score the winning goal against that loudmouth?
Yeah, of course I would.
So do it. What's your problem?
Look, I'm not playing in this game. This whole thing is turning into one big grudge match.
I don't get you, man. If I were you, I'd wipe the ice with that guy.
Okay, I'll admit it. I don't want to face Binkley again. When I was in college, he embarrassed me in front of all my friends and my family, and I don't need to go through that again.
Well, you shouldn't have to. Come on, Jess. If he doesn't want to play, it's his choice.
You're right. I'm sorry, pal.
I got an idea. Why don't we just go to the ice skating rink tomorrow and just skate for the fun of it like we used to?
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
Okay. What do you say, Joey?
I say fine. Why don't you pass me the bread? And casserole, a little salad, please. Let's go. Thank you. Keep it coming.
Okay, guys, I'm just warming up a bit. Go ahead. Go have fun. Go.
All right.
Don't worry about me.
Michelle? Oh, don't be scared.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, now, try to do what I do, okay? What the heck are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, fine. I'm just warming up a little.
So?
I feel like an idiot.
Why, because you dressed for Hoodlums on Ice?
No, because I haven't done this since I was a kid.
Yeah, I know how you feel. It's been a long time for me, too. Hope I'm not rusty out there. See you in a little bit. And here we go. Oh. Man.
Real rusty, Twinkle Toes.
Yeah, I know. Hardly got any height on the double axle.
Hey, guys.
Okay, everybody, it's time for Crack the Whip. Crack the Whip?
You're not scared, are you?
Scared? Come on, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Okay, hold hands, everybody.
Crack the Whip.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Isn't this fun, Jess? Jess?
Where are the brakes on these things?
I think we might have put a little too much crack in that whip.
Let's go, you guys.
Just tell me one thing. My hair messed up?
No, but the rest of you is kind of bent.
Hey, Gladstone. How's America's worst hockey player? I heard you dropped out of the game. Smart move. You know, you should have tried that 15 years ago. You might have saved yourself some embarrassment.
All right, that's it. That's it.
If I could get up, you'd be in big trouble.
Hey, Binkley, is your life so pathetic and empty that you have to live in the past?
Well, yeah. That's why I was looking forward to humiliating Gladstone again. I could live off that for another 15 years.
Okay, I've had it. This has been eating me up inside for too long. Binkley, Saturday afternoon, this is you.
This is great. I can't believe you're actually letting me drive to the hockey game on the freeway.
And I have total confidence in you, sweetheart. But first, let's just discuss the different lanes once more.
Dad.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Now, what do you call the far left lane?
The entirely too fast lane.
Good. Now, see, this isn't so difficult. And what do you call the middle lane?
The still much too fast lane.
Excellent. And now, what do we call the far right lane?
The geeks and nerds lane.
DJ, if you want, we can go right back out there and just drive around the block.
Hey, I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. Give me the keys. Hi, Steve.
Hey. Hey, Steve, you know, we gotta go. Could you excuse us for a second? The refrigerator's right where you left it this morning.
Actually, Mr. Tanner, I know you're finally letting DJ drive on the freeway, and I wanted to be there for her first merge.
Isn't he romantic?
Hey, no merging in my kitchen. Steve, you know, if you want, you could just run alongside the car. Would you mind doing that?
When a minor penalty is assessed to a goaltender, guys, I've been trying to study the rules of hockey. I have to announce the game. You want your old man to look like an idiot? I guess you do. I guess you do.
Okay, Kimmy. Feed the boys around 3 and we should be home about 5. Any questions?
Yes. My usual rate is $5 an hour, but you have twins, so shouldn't I get 10?
Okay, Kimmy, I'll give you 10, but you pay for your own food.
5 works for me.
Listen, guys, you keep an eye on her. If she gets near my hair care center, bite her ankles.
Hey, half pints.
Hey, half wit.
So, kid, still hiding from the goat boy?
There's no such thing as goat boys, if you want to know.
Okay, but check this out. Half man, half dog, the mutt man.
No!
He chases cars and drives away in them?
What if he drives to our house?
Steph, give me that. Michelle, there's no such thing as a half man, half dog.
Grr! I am psyched for this game. I'm going to rip off Binkley's head, chew him up, and spit him out.
Michelle.
What did I say?
Michelle. Hey, Comet, have you seen Michelle? Okay, I'm right behind you. Michelle, I'm not the mutt man.
Yes, you are. I see your paws.
Michelle, that's Comet. Comet, can we be alone, please? There's a Lassie rerun on. Michelle, I'm not a dog. Can you please come out?
Okay.
But how come you're growling and saying mean things?
Well, Michelle, that's a big part of playing sports. It's called being competitive. You see, you just pretend that you're mean and scary so the players on the other team will be afraid of you.
Well, you're doing a good job because I'm afraid. I like it better when you're nice.
I like it better when I'm nice, too. I promise I won't be mean and scary ever again.
Really?
Absolutely. Hey, you know me, I'd never hurt a fly. You know, your old buddy Kermit the Frog? I'd never hurt a fly. I might eat one now and then, but I'd never hurt one. So what do you say? Let's hop to it, Miss Piggy.
Okay, Kermit, you're my hero.
That's a really good piggy. Yeah. Whoops, I got a frog in my throat.
Yeah!
All right, here we are in the second quarter period, or third. It's some hunk of the game, and but I do know the score is... 4-4. The score is 4-4 here today, and big guys are out there hitting the sticks around. They're just smacking the puck. They're hitting the puck around. It's really fantastic. I wish you guys were down here because maybe you could explain it to me. Because I... Whoa! Did you see that? Binkley pushed down Gladstone. Binkley's going to get it now. Gladstone's going to give it to him any second. Maybe not. It looked like Gladstone was going to give it to Binkley. Fighting is allowed in hockey.
Hey, Jess, you need any help with the play-by-play?
From you?
Oh, Jess, you don't even know what color the blue line is.
I do, too. It's blue, right?
Okay, Burkhardt clears it to the center where it's picked up by Abramowitz, who's poke checked by Guiless, who takes the puck the other way. Aren't you glad I grew up with five hockey crazed brothers? He breaks away from the defenseman, shoots from the corner. It's saved by Binkley, who quickly slides the puck into the corner.
My wife.
Where have you been?
On the side of the road, talking to the highway patrol.
You got a speeding ticket your first time on the freeway? Cool!
Not that cool. I got a ticket for driving too slow. I was caught doing 23 in a 55.
Hey, that cop was way off. You were doing at least 32.
Hey, that's right, because you started hyperventilating as soon as she hit 30.
I wonder how Joey's doing.
I don't know much about hockey, but I sure know Joey ain't playing it. Someone pull the fire alarm again?
No, that's the end of the second period, and the score is 4-4.
That's a tie.
How's it going, Joey?
Michelle, haven't you been watching the game? I'm not playing very well.
I know. I didn't want to mention it.
Oh, you remember how we agreed that it's wrong to play like a meanie?
Yeah.
It's also wrong to play like a weenie. Michelle, hockey's like anything else.
You play your best when you find something in the middle of being a meanie and a weenie. So would it be okay if I played like an in-betweeny?
Call it whatever you want, but just play better.
Okay, pal, this one's for you. All right.
For good luck, right? Okay, I'll get him.
Well, this third period's almost over, and the score is still 4-4. But the big news is something amazing has happened to Joey Gladstone.
You are correct, Becky. What amazing has happened to him?
Well, Jess, he's stick-handling beautifully.
Right.
Making crisp passes, hard, clean checks.
Yes, I thought so.
Whoa, look at that! Gladstone skates past the defenseman, and he's in the clear. There's 5 seconds left. He's got a breakaway! It's just Gladstone and Binkley! Joey's pulled down, and his shot is saved by Stonewall.
Way to go, Gladstone. I know what that means. That means the game is over. Ladies and gentlemen, it ends in a 4-4 tie.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Even though we're out of time, because Joey was pulled down on a breakaway, they're giving him a penalty shot.
Aha! I knew that, folks.
Gladstone gets to go one-on-one against the goaltender, Herschel Binkley.
Come on, Joey. Come on. Joey! Joey!
Go get him, Joey.
The shot is for all the marbles. If Gladstone scores, his team wins. It all comes down to this.
This is what it all comes down to.